Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carryco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 410, recorded on 14th of January 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app and download the Android app. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/techwebcast. My name is Aldwyn Altenay, and it is with great pleasure that I introduce the wonderful hosts and guests today on the show. Tech Webcast actually started back in 2009, has had about a million downloads up to this point, which is awesome. We've got Brad and Jacob, the hosts of the show, with our very special guest today, Corinna Esser, who is the social media worldwide founder. She is the expert in social media across the world. She's an amazing lady, young, dynamic, very entrepreneurial, and has a great heart for charity as well. Welcome, guys.
Hello, welcome. Hello, Aldrin.
Hello. Hi. Thanks so much for joining us today. We've taken a bit of a twist. You've asked me to do the intro, so there we go. That's my intro done. So we're talking about social media trends today, and really we're very interested to find out what's in store for 2017. That's going to be the main thing. So just a little bit more on Corinna. She actually has 27 team members from around Australia, France, Greece, Turkey, Japan, Philippines, and India, and she turns over $4 million a year. She's only in her early 30s, and she's got a book called Speed Cash, The Fastest and Easiest Ways to Make Money Online, which could change, title could change, is coming out very soon in 2017. She lives in a penthouse in Service Paradise, wow. Travels the world regularly. She has an amazing life, and she's here to talk about social media. So, Corinna, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Corinna. Good
Thanks
to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Good young
Thanks
there,
so much for having me.
Yeah, you're sounds like you're very smart. Before we go to you, let's go to Jacob. Welcome to the show, Jacob.
Thank you.
What an intro, mate. What an intro. Good intro, Aldrin. Good on you. Loved it.
Thank you.
Loved it. So
you're hired, Aldwyn. You're hired.
Oh, thank you. Excellent. Yeah, you got the job.
Yeah, you're hired. Yes, you are hired. Daryl's not on today, so he's out doing something else. So I would ask you to do the intro. So great job.
Thank you,
Audrey.
Thank you. I enjoyed that.
It was fun. So, Jacob, how's your week been, mate?
All right. It's been awesome.
Well, how awesome has it been, mate?
Try not to freeze myself to pieces.
And you call that awesome?
That's actually warm right now.
Yeah, what else?
Going to a surprise party tomorrow.
Whose party is it?
It's just Wilma. Don't get confused with Barney's wife. I already did that when I first met her. I was like, Wilma!
Is this a Friday the 13th party? Because it's Friday the 13th where you are in America, Jacob, isn't it? Whereas we're now into Saturday here. Is that anything to do with Friday the 13th, this party?
No. It's just Her daughter doesn't have off today, so she moved the party till tomorrow so she can set it up easily. It's going to be in the subdivision.
Okay, fun. Awesome.
Is it going to be cake?
Probably three types of cake.
Really?
As much as I let Karen know, her daughter,
yeah,
she's probably going to go to a store and bum rush it and get everything. cookies and cookies and a chocolate chip cookie cake. I told her she can get one. She can draw whatever she wants on it.
What, just for you?
No, for Wilma.
Oh, okay. The question will she eat it, though? Will she eat it?
Yeah, it's soft.
Oh, okay.
It's not like... I hate to put down Walmart, but Walmart's... when they make theirs, it tastes too dry, but I don't know. Hitchcock's, that's the place I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They actually put something in there that doesn't make it taste like you don't have, it's like you get that little dry flavor. This one's like, it's like you're tasting like a nice fresh cookie. Even though it's been sitting there for a week, it's still good.
What, you still buy it?
No, what they do is they take it, they put it on sale.
Oh, okay.
It's in one of those like party tins.
Okay, awesome. All right, anything else, Jake, you want to mention before we go to Karina?
No, let's move on, because I'm hungry.
All right, before that, let's go to hey, Audrey, how's your week been, by the way, before we go to
I've had an awesome week. Actually, I'm getting ready to fly down to Melbourne this afternoon, so I'll be in your neck of the woods from the Gold Coast, in Brisbane. I'm flying from Brisbane, and then Sydney, so doing a little trip interstate. And it's my birthday on Monday, so I'm really excited.
Happy birthday.
I'm turning 43. So old, it sounds old, but I actually feel very young. And it's my dad's birthday on the same day, so we're going to celebrate together. And, so I've had a great week, and, all is good. I can't complain. You know, life can always be worse. In fact, all week I've been doing photos of the Magic Millions events on the Gold Coast. We've got a big horse racing carnival.
Oh, nice.
And people come from all over Australia to this carnival, and I've done photos, the same day photos for, myself and my team, for four of the social events this week. And the ladies absolutely love their photos. They're dressed to the nines with their hats and everything. And I was actually just talking to one lady at the end of the function yesterday, and she mentioned to me that her first husband and her child died in a car accident about 30 years ago. And when she mentioned it, I got goosebumps, she got goosebumps. I mean, this is 30 years ago. And I mean, I just can't imagine how horrific that would be for somebody. But, you know, life can always be worse is what I'm trying to say here is, you know, really there's a lot to be grateful for. And and I think every day alive and on this planet is a great day. So that's how I like to wake up, no matter what life throws at you on the roller coaster of life, is to, you know, look at things you can be grateful for. So I'm very grateful for this interview. Thank you so much for having Karina and I on the interview today. And thanks to everyone who's also listening to this right now. And all the recording.
No problem. No problem. Audrey, good to have you on. Karina, welcome.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Good to have you on, Karina. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'd love to talk about cakes a little bit more. I've never been on a podcast where people talk about cakes.
We never talk about cake.
On my top five list of podcasts. That's all I'm going to say.
What's your favorite cake? What sort of cake do you like?
I'm a chocolate eater. I've got a chocolate addiction. So I can have chocolate, first thing in the morning. I absolutely love it. I have to eat it until I feel sick, and unfortunately, I never feel sick from chocolate.
Love it.
Well, you can blame Jacob for that, because he's the one who brought the chocolate, the cake subject up on the podcast.
That's right. Well,
what do you expect? You ask what I'm only doing, so.
Now blame Wilma. She's it's her birthday. She's the one who wants cake.
Actually, her mom. It's going to be a good surprise party. I'm going to have photos and stuff. I'm going to have my camera with me.
You're going to record a video?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to keep it on my battery pack.
That's all right. Well, you can probably go use Facebook Live, mate.
No Wi-Fi.
Oh, no Wi-Fi. Okay. All right. So, Karina, good to have you on the show. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about what you do.
Well, I have a social media marketing agency called Social Media Worldwide. And basically, a few years ago, we found that there was a sort of big need in the market for people to have the social media marketing done the right way, who didn't have the capital to pay for social media marketing agencies, which can cost up to you know, a few thousand dollars a month. And so what we do, our agency specializes in helping small businesses who don't have the capital to hire high-end social media marketing agencies and who can't afford to have social media marketing experts full-time in-house. So we do the social media marketing for them. They outsource it to us.
All right. Yes. Go ahead, Jacob. Any questions?
So since you do social media, what do you think about Facebook's move on doing these fake news? But I could still see a lot still getting through, because a couple of days ago, that I knew this was straight fake. They were saying a person they dug up and she was still alive in her grave after 3 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, Facebook is great at always being in the headlines. So if it's not that, it's going to be something else. They're very good. They must have a very good PR team as well, because they're always up to something and they're always in the news and the headlines. So if it's not that, it's going to be something else. Now they're talking about fake news. You know, they might say something about, you know, them playing around with their algorithms, you know, next month. So we'll have to just wait and see. But I must say that Facebook's always been very, very good at remaining in the headlines and in the news. I don't know if you agree with that, Aldwyn. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's interesting how much, you know, traditional media now are looking for headline stories from social media. You know, social media is really on the pulse with all the latest information. And, you know, even when people don't really think that they're giving headline news, you know, there's always new news that you can find on social media, because it's just so current and it's so active. I mean, it's amazing how much Facebook has grown, and how, you know, it's interesting how they are changing the way they work, actually. You know, Facebook, like your posts aren't being shown to as many people now because they're trying to get advertising and things like that. You know, and then, you know, I like, they brought in some nice initiatives too, like memories, you know, the memories section, and you know, how they created videos of, you know, the year just gone, for example. I noticed around Christmas time, you know, there's some interesting initiatives there. That so Facebook is becoming almost like part of the family now. You know, it's becoming like, this is where all your memories are stored, and it's you know, it's really interesting the way they're doing things. But back to the news headlines, yes, you know, so, yeah, it's interesting. You never know what's around the corner with the Facebook headlines, and I mean, it's hard to know how much to believe too, really. You know, people could say anything on there, so I guess, you know, you just got to do your own research as well, I think.
And if it's not Facebook, it's CNN. So we'll always have fake news somewhere. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have experimented at all with this new Facebook advertising feature, where basically you have like a messenger, live messenger. When someone clicks on your ad, there's like someone messaging you through direct messaging, and it's just an ad, but it appears as if there's a real person behind answering you and answering your questions. I don't know if you guys have experimented with that, because we are definitely getting some really great results with that.
Mm-mm. No, I haven't tried that. No.
I know one thing that's coming out very soon. They're rolling out to desktops.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I must say that Facebook Live has definitely grown in popularity. But the only problem is that now everyone is using Facebook Live, and it's great because it's spontaneous. It makes people create content. But the problem with Facebook Live, because a lot of people see it as a game. Hey, I'm live right now. There's a lot of noise but no substance, so I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, I know a lot of people love it now because of the spontaneity and just the thought of being live. You know, it's always exciting for people, but it you know, you end up with these meaningless videos in your newsfeed of people who are just playing around with Facebook Live. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know what you guys think of that, but for me at the moment, it's just, you know, the newsfeed is just filled with meaningless videos of just people sharing their thought of the day, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I have seen a lot of boring Facebook Live stuff, and I've also seen some good Facebook Live stuff. What about you, Jake? Have you seen any good Facebook Live stuff? I've been some good live streams on Facebook. What do you reckon, mate?
Well, I've seen, for me, mostly I've seen pretty good ones.
Mm. Yeah, same. Yeah, Robert Scoble and yourself, Audrin, and
Yeah, well, I actually love Facebook Live, and the biggest thing I love about it is that Facebook really pushes it, you know, and it's great to see actively, you know, who's watching your video. Like I did a Facebook Live the other day. I was out at a restaurant in Southport, a waterfront restaurant, and there was David DeVito, who was a finalist in Australia's Got Talent, and his wife were singing this most beautiful song together, and it was just a really magic moment, and I just captured it just a few minutes on Facebook Live just to share the magic with people, because what I'm about with my social media, and I think this is very important, is look at what messages you want to put out there with your social media, and Karina can talk more about this. But for me, I really want to inspire people. I want to put out positive messages in the media because, you know, 1 in 5 people have depression in Australia alone that we know of. And I think the negative messages in the media have a lot to do with that. So I'm really out to push positive messages as much as possible. So I did a Facebook Live. I had 260 views within just a few minutes the other day. Just like literally within posting this video and just saying wherever you are in the world, just sharing some magic with you. And I had some fantastic comments come in, and you know, it's just great how many people you can reach with your Facebook Live. However, I think you do need to be a little bit strategic about it and think about what you're going to do and not just do shots of, you know, making food at home or something. You know what I mean? Like make it interesting if you're going to do some Facebook Live. And another thing I did with Facebook Live, which is quite versatile, is you can interview people with it. Like I interviewed Tippi Hedren, who's Melanie Griffith's mother in America, just recently in LA. She runs the Shambhala Big Cat Reserve, and she's also the star of the Birds movie with Alfred Hitchcock. And I did a 45-minute interview with her on Facebook Live in America. And, of course, you do need good Wi-Fi, you know, to be able
to... Good internet. That's when Audrin drops out.
...to do it effectively. Yeah. And, I mean, where we were, it was not actually a great Wi-Fi zone. However, we managed to came back within a minute or so. So I just kind of looked at, we just joked and said, oh, here's a commercial break, you know, a commercial break in the interview and then come back. You know, so I guess the thing is with live is it's not going to be a perfect thing. It's very, you know, off the cuff. It's very in the moment. And, you know, the thing is nobody's perfect anyway. And it's very much like reality TV, I guess. And, you know, I actually love the power of Facebook Live. However, I do agree with Karina. I think a lot of people are just doing it wrong. They're just not doing, you know, they're not putting interesting things on there. However, others are, you know. So I guess, you know, be really clear about what you want to promote with your social media and how you want to get it out there. But, you know, personally, I think it's a very powerful tool.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And when people put together Facebook Live videos, I would recommend them that, you know, they make sure they structure it so it's in line with, you know, their social media strategic plan, how it fits in with the overall picture of what you want your social media to do for you, rather than just randomly talking to people in a simultaneous way. So, you know, what is your message? And so Facebook Live videos, like any other video, like any other post on social media, just should always be aligned with your message.
Mm.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds awesome. What else, Jay? Any other questions for Karina?
Those were the big ones.
Can I ask one on that? So for example, if we can just give people maybe some examples of what a social media strategy can be. So for example, so for yourself, Karina, you know, you run social media worldwide. So what is a good way you can do social media, for example, to get your messages out? Like what's the process to go through to sort of think about, okay, what do you want to achieve? Because it's not just about, you know, friends and family catching up. Maybe for some people that is, but if you're in business, you can take it to a whole other level. So can you talk about maybe your plan with your social media posts and what's a good way to do your posts and, you know, how to keep that fresh, you know, fresh in your mind about, you know, how you want to go about it and what sort of messages you want to get out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with social media, I use social media and I always encourage people to use social media as a distribution channel. So it's basically a platform where you can provide a lot of value to people. So then when you do have a call to action, you want people to go to your other touch points, whether it's your YouTube channel, whether it's your podcast or whatever, whether it's your website, you actually have an impact. So the only way to have that sort of influence where you, when you do promote something or you do have a call to action and people actually follow is by making sure that you're there consistently and that you're providing really good value and not just random posts based on your mood. So it all has to be part of an overall plan and strategy. So, for example, if let's say you're a podcast expert, you help people with their podcast show. I'm just making that up, but that social media would be a place where you would position yourself as the expert through the content you distribute. So you would write blog posts about podcasting, you'd create videos about podcasting, just educating people and sharing these on social media, because social media is a great distribution network. And then when you do have something to sell, to get people to opt into or whatever, then you'll have a major impact because you'll have become the go-to person when it comes to that specific topic and you have impact. A mistake people make is they over-promote. So they use social media just to, I say spam, but spam is a bit of a, maybe too much of a negative word, but they use social media just when they have, they want people to do something for them. And then they wonder why they don't get any results. So you really have to spend 80% of your time, use the 80-20 rule, 80% of your time is really providing value and positioning yourself as a go-to person for the topic of your choice, and then it has an impact when you tell people buy this or buy that or do this or do that. And I think that's the number one rule, and doing it consistently. So you can't just, it's like blogging, you can't, you know, have one blog post and expect to be on the first page of Google. Same thing with social media, you have to be consistent because it is microblogging. It's like having a blog, but it's microblogging. And so doing it consistently daily, so you're not only, you know, front of mind all the time, you're always in people's newsfeed for good stuff, things they're interested in, but also to position yourself as the expert, as an influencer, really, because that's the end goal. You want to use social media so you can become what they call now a social media influencer. And the end goal could be that, you know, you get paid to endorse other people's products and services. That's what happened with social media influencers. They just use social media to share stuff they knew, to educate people, to share their knowledge and expertise. And all of a sudden, you've got big brands saying to them, here, we'll pay you $1 million so you can talk about how great our product is. And that's really the end goal for people, I would say.
Mm. Yeah, very
you
good.
You guys have gone quiet, so I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking, Karina, is so you are an expert in social media. So what you would do, for example, is give people lots of great tips on how to do social media effectively on your social media, right? That would be maybe one thing you would do. And you've also mentioned in the past, you know, use interesting visuals, you know, use photos and videos also to express your point. Any other ideas around that for, you know, for, I guess, and for podcasting, you know, how to do a great podcast. So for people who are, you know, who want to be seen as experts in podcasting, that's something you guys can do, for example.
Yeah, you
know,
so
give
you
some great
to,
tips.
Mm. Yeah, totally. You have to remember that social media is a very noisy place and you're competing with other people's noise as well in people's newsfeed. So if you really want to attract eyeballs and be attention grabbing, obviously images are very important because just images stand out more, that they're usually colorful, etc. And if it's a good image, it would be attention grabbing, and people tend to look at visuals more than they look at text. So I would say add visuals. But what they're doing now, the new social media trends are, they're introducing 360 images and 360 videos. So take advantage of these new features before everyone else does, because what happens is people introduce, social networks introduce new features, and then you don't use them, and you start using them when everyone else is using them, and so you can't really stand out anymore because people have done it so many times, it's lost its power. It's the same thing with Facebook Live. You know, Facebook introduced it a while ago, no one was using it, and now everyone's using it, and so it will lose its impact at some point. Mm. So always jump on new features before everyone else is using them. So are they doing 3D audio as well? Oh, I didn't know about that.
3D audio. Wow.
How does that work?
Really? How does that work, Jacob? 3D audio. Tell us.
Well, what they do is they control. What they do is that, you know how they do with multi cameras?
Yeah.
They use multi mics.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was going through my video, it sounded like there was three parts. But if you put headsets on, it's real surround sound where you're actually standing right next to the person.
So where do you hear this sort of thing, on Facebook or where?
Yeah, it was actually Facebook Live. Someone was posting stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Interesting. I'll have to look into it. I thought it was a joke, 3D audio, but no. Apparently Jacob knows something we don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. Awesome. Okay. Good to know. Cool. What else, Karina, can you tell us about social media?
In terms of tips for businesses or in terms of the new trends?
Yeah, new trends. Tell us about new trends. I know for a fact a lot of news channels are doing it now, getting into it now, and I'm quite shocked about. And
Well, apart from, of course, 360 images, 360 videos they're introducing, and the more live features, I see 2017. And again, I we'll have to wait and see, really. But what I see happening is that it's going to be more pay-to-play, especially with Facebook. So now that every social network is introducing advertising, an advertising platform on its social network, it's going to be more pay-to-play. So they're going to give priority to advertisers. So if you want to stand out, have an impact on social media, you most probably have to pay for it. That's what happened with Facebook. Now with Facebook, if you're relying just on organic traffic and organic reach, you don't get very far, regardless of how great you are. Regardless of that, that's just how it is. It's just pure pay to play on Facebook. And I think that the other social networks like Instagram is going to be the same. Twitter, if they improve their advertising network, will also become a pay to play platform, because they have to find a way to monetize. And the only way to monetize is by selling advertising space. So I think we'll have to the person who will win on social media is the person who spends the most money. I think it's going to go like that. And regardless of who you are, unless you're a celebrity, of course, but regardless of who you are, how great your product is, your business is, your message is, how much people love you, it will still be pay to play, because you can't really control Facebook's algorithms. If they want you to pay to be shown in people's newsfeed, they don't care who you are and what you do and how great you are at social media. They just want you to pay for that space. So we'll see a lot of that. We'll see more video, obviously, now with live videos. Everyone's playing around with that. So we'll see more video being consumed. Also, e-commerce. I know that Pinterest is doing really well with e-commerce. Their social network has really become an e-commerce website almost. You can buy directly from Pinterest now, so you can see an image, a pin on Pinterest that you like, and straight away buy from it. So we'll see more of that. Social networks becoming e-commerce sites. So that could maybe be the end of eBay, or the beginning of the end of eBay. I don't know. Yeah. And other e-commerce sites, people are going to start buying within social networks. I mean, Pinterest introduced buyable pins, and I'm pretty sure every other social network will come up with something pretty similar, where you can buy something directly from the platform without having to leave the platform.
I did hear Instagram maybe doing something like that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. There's so many e-commerce businesses now that they could tap into, and they need that sort of service. Since they promote and market their products within social media, why not enable people to buy them within the social network rather than being redirected? It's very smart, and it's going to be great for e-commerce businesses. I think it's going to revolutionize e-commerce businesses. And I know a lot of people who are making millions from reselling physical products on Pinterest. And you combine e-commerce with Pinterest advertising, and you're laughing, really. So we'll see a lot of e-commerce as well. And when it comes to advertising, we'll see more targeting options for social media advertisers. So you're going to be able to really laser target people. So I know that, you know, every so often Facebook introduces a new feature. Before, you could just target a specific group of people, but now you can exclude certain types of audiences. So you can create an audience, but then exclude, you know, another audience. So, for example, I could target the fans of Tony Robbins, but exclude the people who are also fans of Wayne Dwyer, for example. So a lot of different features like that, more targeting options for advertisers. And I believe, because I've tried both networks, I've tried Google AdWords and I've tried Facebook advertising, and I believe that Facebook is going to become the number one online advertising platform. With Google AdWords, it's just getting more and more expensive. Leads that you can get for $5 on Facebook, you have to pay about $70 on Google AdWords. So it could be the beginning of a decline for Google AdWords. I mean, Google AdWords will never really disappear because it's Google and they're here to stay, but we could see a decline, and they probably have to come up with some really extraordinary new stuff if they want to remain number one.
Awesome. Jake, what's your view on that?
No, I don't have anything, but you wanting to talk about the iPhone that's been around for more than 10 years?
Well, I was just going to say to you, we should keep that to near the end of the show. So what sort of technology do you use, Karina, in your personal life, like iPhone and stuff? What sort of gadgets do you like to use? Yeah.
Funnily enough, you know, although I have a tech-related company, I'm not very tech-savvy. So apart from an iPhone that I use for calls and messaging, I don't know much about it. I kind of have meltdowns with technology. It's not my thing. I'm a marketer and a salesperson. and definitely not a tech person. So apart from an iPhone and a Mac computer that I use, that's about it when it comes to technology. What about you guys? Any new technology that you'd recommend?
I recommend you should get the new Apple TV.
Right, Apple TV. I think we have that. Never use it, but I think we do have Apple TV. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jake? What can you recommend for Karina to buy as new technology?
Apple Watch.
Yeah, Apple Watch.
Yeah, Apple Watch.
All
yeah.
Right.
Apple Watch. Yeah, okay. I've got one of them. Yeah, they're fantastic. I've got one.
All right.
They work fantastic.
So how different is it from having just your iPhone?
Well, basically, it's easier. Actually, I like it because you can get all your stuff on your wrist instead of looking at your phone.
On your wrist. All right. And isn't the screen a little bit small? When I try to look at at these watches, I just get cross-eyed. The screen is so small, unless I'm doing something wrong.
I don't know. Well, it depends on what size you want. The 42 millimeter is a good size to have, I think.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm not a big fan of the design. It looks a little bit too manly for what I'd be after for a watch. But and the thought of being able to see the emails piling up, you know, on my wrist, I don't think it's something I'd like to. Unless there's something else that I should know about. Well,
watches. Fitness. Are you into fitness and stuff?
I'm into that.
Well, that would help you as well with the fitness and stuff.
Okay, it would track all my
walking and
cake eating.
Yep.
And your heart rate.
And your heart rate. Yep. Heart rate and activity and that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the fit bands or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
So it's like a watch. All right, okay. Just like three in one, like a phone, a watch, and a
fit band. You can do like voice calls and use apps on there and stuff, and then check Twitter and Facebook, that sort of thing. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Why not? It's going to make me an even bigger workaholic.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? What else, Karina, do you do? So you're on the Gold Coast.
Yeah. So apart from the work I do in the agency and we have another three companies, and apart from releasing our new book, my husband and I, we decided to write a book about digital marketing.
Okay.
So that's getting released in, next month. So that's really exciting. Awesome. Our first ever book.
What's the name of the book?
Initially, it was going to be called Speed Cash, like Aldwin said, but then after research, it's going to be called Money on Demand. And okay. It's 16 different ways to profit from webinars. So that's what the book is about.
Okay.
And apart from work-related stuff, my dream was always to adopt. And I know that in Australia, it's pretty hard to adopt. So we decided to – I say we because it was a joint decision with my husband and I. And we decided to foster instead. There's just where we are. There's about 8,000 children who need foster parents who've been victims of abuse, physical abuse, neglect, and poverty as well. So, we couldn't just ignore these stats. And so we have been approved as foster parents only a few days ago.
Good
so,
well done.
Awesome.
I'll need you for babysitting. Aldwyn is just amazing with kids because she is one big kid. So kids love her, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. Yeah, we're about to have our first foster children, which I'm very excited this month. So that's something that we do aside from just managing the companies.
All right, awesome.
All right,
Jacob.
How old are these children? Do you have to change nappies, Corinna? Any nappy changing? Are they little babies or?
A lot of people ask me that, but you don't get to really choose the age. It's whatever matches your profile and whatever child at that stage needs care, the agency just contacts you and asks you if you're happy to take care of that child. So it's really case by case. I don't know. I could have a newborn. I could have a teenager. I just don't know. We'll have to see. So that's really exciting.
You could be adopting Jacob next.
Sorry, to foster Jacob.
I'm joking.
I don't think Jacob is fosterable, really. I've just made up that word, fosterable.
That's a great word.
That's a great word. Dictionary, fosterable. And then the definition would be what Jacob is not, So, that's what we've been working on.
All right, Jake.
Awesome. Sorry.
I was going to say, Jake, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Everything, what do you mean? Think of what?
Being fostered?
Would you be fostered, Jacob?
No.
No. I don't think I inspire him enough as a foster mama, I think.
All right, so Jacob, let's talk about the iPhone for a minute.
Yo.
What?
I said, yo, let's go. Yeah, so the iPhone's been around for 10 years.
It has indeed. Now, have you ever, owned an iPhone before, Jacob?
Close enough as I got is the iPhone, the iPod, because it was an iPod 5.
Yeah.
That had the parts to an iPhone 5C.
Yes, that's correct. And what about you, Corinne? How long have you owned an iPhone for?
I think about 3 years now. I've smashed a few, so I learned my lesson there, and have a big case for it. But for 3 years now, and I love it. They say that technology can either make you lazier or more of a workaholic. So you can use technology to make you even lazier because there's so much opportunity to be distracted or so much opportunity to work even more to have work on the go. And I think that the iPhone has made me into more of a workaholic than I was initially because I just have – it's like carrying work all the time around. And that constant guilt when I see an email coming through in my on my phone and I'm not at my desk and I have that guilt I should be at my desk working. So that's what it's done for me, really.
Awesome.
More flexibility, but it just makes you into either a lazier person or someone who works more. I don't know what your experience is. Has it made you lazier, more distracted?
No. I love the iPhone. It just works. I just love it. You know, just you can do it on there and stuff. You don't need to be at the computer or nothing, and you can do whatever you want from the iPhone, you know, and it just works, you know.
Yeah, the flexibility is awesome, I must say.
It is. And what about you, Audrey? Do you have an iPhone yet?
Oh, I had a few iPhones, and I didn't have much luck with them, unfortunately. I had a few that I had the black screen of death that came on two or three times with previous iPhones.
Right.
And it just happened suddenly, and I lost a whole lot of contacts and photos and all sorts of things. So I've been using the Samsung Note 2 for the last 2 years or so. And we've just come out of a Mercury retrograde period. And if you look that up, you'll see things go into chaos technology-wise around Mercury retrograde periods. Just in the last week, actually, I went to sync my contacts with my Gmail, and I went from 10,000 contacts in my phone to 1,000 contacts. Wow. So, and I don't know where these contacts have gone. They've just disappeared. The other thing that happened is I lost a heap of my messages. I went to delete one message thread, and I lost every single message off my phone. So I've had a bit of a hell of a time with technology just in the last week. But I use a MacBook Air, which I love, and it's great for travel. And I have a Samsung phone, and there is issues, of course, with syncing the Samsung and backing it up with the Mac and the Samsung. So look at the iPhone again.
Yeah, I would. That's why the iPhone just works because, you know, anything Apple, it just works, you know, and it's just perfect.
Yeah.
And you're on the right version.
What's that?
Yeah.
And you're on the right version.
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I may look at it again. I think it's probably time to upgrade my phone as much as I love the big notes. But now the Apple have come out with a bigger screen, and I think the battery is a lot better now with Apple because the battery used to go very quickly.
Yes, that's correct.
And there's a new phone. A friend of mine said she got a phone called Oppo, which is OPPO from China, and she said the battery lasts ages. She said it's a fantastic phone. Have you heard of that one, Oppo?
No, I never heard of it, no.
New Chinese phone, and she's raving about it. Apparently she bought it from JB Hi-Fi or somewhere for like $500. And she says the battery just lasts forever because she's actually a Uber driver. And so she needs constant, you know, good battery to pick people up, et cetera. And she just absolutely loves it. And she went from an iPhone to this Oppo device now. She says this is amazing. So, I mean, you know, I guess things are changing all the time, and you need to be open to looking at these other opportunities too, I think.
All right. Awesome. So, Karina, where can they get hold of you if they have any more questions for you, if they want to ask about the podcast and that?
Yeah, well, definitely social media. So we're on Facebook, so Social Media Worldwide on Facebook, on Twitter as well. Our website has a blog there with a lot of training available. So nothing to buy, nothing to opt in on the blog. So just pure 100% really good training. So that's socialmediaworldwide.com/blog. And then, Facebook, just type in Social Media Worldwide, same with Twitter.
Okay, awesome. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and a Tech Webcast. Do you have a personal Twitter account, Karina, do you at all or not?
I don't. I just use social media for business, so okay. I don't have any personal account there.
Okay, all right, awesome. What about you, Audrey? What about you?
Yes, I'm all over the social media. I'm just look up Aldwyn Altena and you'll see me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. What else is there? Pinterest. So I'm on all of those as Aldwyn Altena. And also aaxpose.com is my media website. I do publicity, et cetera, media training, and I have a photography video arm to my business too. So I'm in marketing as well in a different form, and my background is traditional media. So if anyone needs advice on that, I'm happy to help.
Awesome.
Love your work, guys. Thank you so much for having us
thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you, Audrey, and thank you to Karina for being on. Jacob, last word, mate. It's all on you, mate.
Well, you can follow me at jazzbot32669 1z.
And the last word you want to say?
Yeehaw!
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew!
to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!